Blog Talk Radio.
It is a rainy day here in Northwest Arkansas, but hey, we are getting it done. We are surviving. How is everybody doing? Hope everybody had a great weekend. Oh, my weekend was balls to the walls, boys and girls. But hey, it was all fun. Had a great time. Met some more great people. What can be said about it, except if you are not in Muskogee, Oklahoma, Friday night, you missed some great MMA action. And then, of course, there was the Martial Arts Expo going on. And if you didn't make it to that, you missed some good stuff there also. Just had some great, met some very awesome people at the Martial Arts Expo. Some of the people that were advertised to be there, unfortunately, was not able to make it. But, hey, when you wreck a motorcycle, you know that's what happens. Got to meet. Turn the boys down here. 326-642-1128. 323-642-1128. Let me get the who turned down over here. We're going to hit this little button right here. Go over here. Let me tell you some of the guests that were at the Martial Arts Expo this past weekend. I personally got to meet Carlos Machado of the Machado family. Awesome dude. Got to sit there, got to visit him. Jean Greg Nelson. Everybody big in the MMA community recognized that name as coach of Brock, former UFC heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar. He was in the house. Pat Burris was in the house. Ron Tripp, Jeet Kune Do, Professor Gary Dill, awesome guy, got to visit with him. Randy Boom Boom Blake, Dale Apollo Cook was in the house. Just a lot of great people, and it was just a fantastic time at the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So, let's see here. Let's go back over on this page. Once again, if you're listening to the show today and you want to call in, I'm putting the number on the Facebook show right now. And it looks like this. Got that little peace button. 323-642-1128. Once again, 323-642-1128 is the phone number to call in here today and say hey on the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's see here. Trying to multitask. I hate it when I have to do that. All right. Thoughts and prayers go out. NFL, legendary NFL quarterback, Jim Kelly, right now going through a battle with cancer. So, you know, we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Jim Kelly. I hope he gets back on his feet soon. Hey, we got some new supporters for the Greg Squirrel Show, and we just want to go through right now, and let's say hello to some of these people. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Oh, if you get in some trouble and you need a good attorney, check out Nathan Hendrickson, and he will help you out. I also want to say a big shout-out to Bion Apparel. We want to say thank you to them for let's see, let me put this right. We are now pimp. Why do people not like the word pimping? I'm so used to saying that. But Nathan Hendrickson, Bion Apparel. We also want to say thank you to Moxie Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition, and Nutrition Hog. We want to say thank you to them. We also got some new people we want to get shout-outs to. Southside Barbell Club. They did a great demonstration, Olympic weightlifting. It was going on, and I made the mistake. I was serving as MC for the Martial Arts Expo, and I'm so used to being around the bodybuilding world with my cousin and different friends, and so I called it Bar Bodybuilding. So we want to say a big thank you to the Southside Barbell Club. We also want to say thank you to the Muskogee Civic Center and Cassandra Games. We want to say thank you to them for hosting Tribal MMA. Dana, Mary, Time, I think that's how you pronounce her first name. Great people to be with. Just enjoyed being around them. I also want to say big shout out to Victor Budo, USA. Martial Arts Supplies. They had some great stuff. I actually was able to pick me up a pair of pants. I had been needing a pair of gi pants for when I'm working out with my Krav Maga, and finally got me some of them. Ahmad Nawaz, want to say thank you to them. They're located in Oklahoma City. You can find them at victorbudousa.com. We also want to say thank you to Three Kicks Martial Arts Supplies. They were in the house. They are out of Lawton, New York. Brian Gonzalez and his crew, they were in the area. So if you need some martial arts supplies, Three Kicks Martial Arts Supply.com. Three Kicks Martial Arts Supply.com. We also want to say hello to the Body Detective and Miss Kathy Long. Kathy is a former world champion in women's kickboxing. She's also starred in several movies. Most notably, I guess the biggest movie she mentioned was Batman Returns. She actually was Michelle Pfeiffer's stunt coordinator and stunt double in some of her scenes. So once again, a big shout out to Kathy Long and the Body Detective. And that's it, boys and girls. We got all these great new promoters and supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. And so we just give a big shout out to them. Oh, people are just blowing me up on the cell phone left and right. So let's text them back. I want real fast. So anyway, let's talk. Once again, had some great. I don't have my stuff here. I feel bad. I was going to give the results. We will get the results on the Wednesday show. But just some great fights. Congratulations, Mark Davis. From a Battleground MMA. Mark Davis with Battleground MMA. He was able to walk home with the Tribal Promotions 155-pound championship. So big shout-out for him. It was a great fight. But, he put up a great fight and walked out with the belt. Once again, Maniac Mark Davis, new Tribal MMA 155-pound champion. I'm trying to pull up the Tribal MMA website or Facebook page, trying to see if they have the results posted so we can run down him. I really do not want to wait, but all my stuff is still packed up. I haven't even unpacked my car yet, ladies and gentlemen. I got home about 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and I crashed, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I say, the car is still loaded. I haven't even had a chance to unload it yet. I'm looking on the Tribal website. There was a little girl. Her name's Olivia Kay. She came in, sang the national anthem, and this girl, guys, she knocked it out of the park. So, she was awesome. Just that afternoon, or the next day, let's give you a little history on this little girl. Olivia Kay, she sang the national anthem for Game 4. The NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City Thunder, knocked it out of the park. Then, of course, Friday night, she was at Tribal MMA singing the national anthem for them. And then Saturday, she went to Norman, Oklahoma to sing national anthem for the NCAA regional, which was being held at Norman, Oklahoma City. And this little girl's got it going on. So it's a wonderful thing seeing kids like that with that talent just getting out there, getting the job done. So anyway, people still texting me. I'm on the phone, people. I'm on the show. So anyway, I had to throw that out there. So anyway, I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Clint Davis. He is out there. He is listening. I'm going to admit I'm wrong. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. I was wrong. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, the phone lines are open. We got 45 minutes left in the show, ladies and gentlemen. I was wrong. I expected Oklahoma City to defeat San Antonio, and they didn't. NBA Finals, once again, going to be San Antonio and the Heat. And this is a toss-up for me. I know San Antonio. I think they have the oldest team in the league. But, I mean, let's face it. They got the oldest team in the league. But Miami just has not impressed me this year. I don't know what it is. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in and talk about this, I mean, they have just not impressed me this year. So I've got to be honest and call this a toss-up. I can't guarantee that Miami's going to win it. I can't guarantee that San Antonio's going to win it. I just really don't know, boys and girls. So it's going to be an interesting series to see what happens. So there you go. That's really all I can say about that. It's just wait and see time now. I'm not even sure when that series is getting started. But, you know, we'll keep track of it right here on the Greg Skrull Show. So, NASCAR, the boys were getting chippy. That's right, they were getting chippy. That's the best word I know to describe it, is chippy. A lot of complaints going around about, you know, apparently I didn't get to watch the race. So let's see, I'm looking for it right now. Oh, hello. I love how they like to switch crap around right here. Here we go, NASCAR. Anyway. They were at Dover, and Jimmy Johnson came out the winner, but apparently it got a little chippy between Clint Bowyer, Kyle Busch, and a lot of the people are questioning NASCAR about where they threw the belt or where they threw a caution. So it's crazy. I mean, personal opinion, they would have griped about it if they hadn't thrown the caution. They would have griped about it if they did throw the caution. So, it's just crazy. So, you know, they just need to decide. I don't think they're ever going to be on the right track. So, just I mean, I don't think you're ever going to make anybody in NASCAR happy, because there's going to be people that are going to complain throwing the flag when they get. There's going to be people complaining because they didn't throw the flag. So it's just like, dude, you just need to make up your mind or something and be happy. Don't worry, be happy. So anyway, that was that part. Who kept the catch, the Cardinals game, and that home run? I mean, that was just impressive. I don't know what else to say about it, except fact that it was impressive. So, if you don't know what I'm talking about, let me pull it up here so I can tell you. Oscar Tavares, 21-year-old St. Louis Cardinals rookie, made his debut in the bigs against San Francisco. The kid is ranked in the top five for major league prospects, and then he was ranked either one or two on St. Louis's list right there. But then to turn around and rank into top four. So, I mean, he's a lefty, or he was hitting lefty. And his swing is so sweet and reminiscent of Griffey Jr. I mean, Tavares was called up to replace Matt Adams, first baseman. And he was hitting .325 in the minors, 7 home runs, 49 RBIs in 40 games. So they called him up, like say they had to place Matt Adams, first baseman, on the injured list. And so they moved Adam Carpenter, I believe it is, to first and put Oscar Tavares in his spot. And then he jacks one. And then he cranks a homer. I think it was the second time up the bat, too. Let's see if I can find it here. Second at bat. His first at bat, he sawed one off at the handles. And it just kind of blooped into the outfield. But then he came up and he just hit this monster jack. Well, it wasn't a monster jack, but hey. Home run, your second time up in the bigs. I just call that impressive no matter how you look at it. So there you go. There was that. Let's see. So anyway, you know, that's what was going on there. And it was all fun. I still can't get my mind off the fights. I mean, the fights were a blast. Definitely a hope to be working with Tribal MMA again. I look forward to that. I hope I get to work with Tribal MMA again. Had some other promotions come talk to me. There was a couple of other promotions that said, hey, we'd like for you to come announce for us. So, you know, we're just going to be sitting back and seeing how that turns out and go from there. And then I heard the next day, I heard there was like two or three other promoters that were asking about me. So we'll just have to see what the future brings. But overall, it was just an outstanding time. At the fights. And if y'all missed it, I mean, what can I say? If y'all missed it, you all missed it. So anyway, Let me get back over here to the studio. Check the phone line, see if there's anybody calling in. 323-642-1128 is the phone number. I want to tell you about an event coming up June 13th. I don't have the information, all the information right here. All right, see if I can pull it up here. Rage in the Cage is the promotion. They have an event coming up. Let me pull it up right here. Rage in the Cage. They have an event coming up June 13th. That event is going to, let's see if I have the exact location. It's at the Choctaw Creek, Friday, June 13th. So if I could pull up some more information. Choctaw, Oklahoma, 1900 Harper Street is the location. Date, June 13th, show starts at 8 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. You can go to ticketstorm.com to get your tickets for this event. Looks like they're planning in about 17 matches for this event. So, ain't be anxious to see how everything goes, see how things turn out. I'm kind of glancing down the list, seeing if there's anybody on there I know. See, I think that'd be a fun dude to do because right now there is nobody on there that I recognize. So anyway, Rage in the Cage, 18 or 28. Two X's, a V, and three I's. As you can tell, I don't read Greek. Anyway, Choctaw Creek Park, Choctaw, Oklahoma, June 13th. Get your tickets at ticketstorm.com. So anyway, where are we at? 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. We're going to putting Rage in the Cage on the on my Facebook page. Hold on a minute. Why do I do that? I don't know. All right, there's that. So we got that posted on Facebook now. I did hear from my brother Eric Stevens. Up in Springfield, Missouri, looks like July is the next event for the Adrenaline Fight League. They have set a date of another outdoor event, and it's going to be where'd it go? He put a post about it up. At least I thought he did. Anyway, July 13th or 14th, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't have the schedule right here in front of me. So let me check one more page over here, and we can sure find out real fast where that's going. July 12th, I'm sorry. July 12th, Cartoon, Springfield, Missouri, outdoor event. We're going to be set up out there in their parking lot. You can look them up before too long to get your tickets. You can find them on the internet, find them on Facebook under Adrenaline Fight League. All right. So we got that big event going on. 323-642-1128. We got about a little under 30 minutes left on the show today. So the phone lines are open if you still want to call in. Football. NFL preseason training camps have gotten started. In case you didn't heard, all you Cowboy fans, Sean Lee was injured at practice, so tore his ACL, so he is out for the season. He is out for the season, and of all people, this is going to be strictly rumor, but one of the names that have come up that Dallas is talking to about coming in, Brian Urlacher. What do you think about that? All right, I want to get people's thoughts and opinions. Oh, I wonder why I can't type. So I want to get people's all right. So like I say, I was kind of roaming around, trying to get some new stuff to talk about, and Brian Urlacher is one of the names being mentioned about possibly siding with Dallas to replace Sean Lee. So, you know, I'd like people to call in, talk about it. We got 25 minutes left on the show. 323-642-1128. So I'm anxious to see if we have any callers call in, talk about that. Pretty interesting little tidbit, if I say so myself. Is it raining where you're at? We got some rain this morning, and as much as we needed the rain, it has turned Northwest Arkansas into a steam bath. And not only on top of that, the Wall Martians are in town. That's right. This weekend, this week is the Walmart shareholders meeting, which means we got people from all over the place in Northwest Arkansas. So we're anxious to see what's going on with that. 323-642-1128. Wall Martians in town. Brian Urlacher, rumored to be signing with the Cowboys. A lot of great MMA events coming up. Wanderlei Silva reportedly fired by Dana White. You no longer with USC. Apparently he was doing something he shouldn't have. and they let him go. So I have to see what happens on that. Have to see what happens on that. I personally would love to see Urlacher with the Cowboys. Oh, great. I'm on the air, people. They don't care. They just want to talk to me. Can you blame them? Sorry for coughing in your ear. Well, I'll give a big shout out, Granny Hulkster. She's out there. Payback pay-per-view, WWE, was on the air last night. No real big surprises. Shield put down Evolution. Well, hold on here. Let's just pull it up and we'll just give you all the results. I don't even think I had all the results. All right, here we go. The Shield defeated Evolution in a no-holds-barred elimination match. Paige defeated Alicia Fox to retain her WWE Divas Championship. John Cena defeated Bray Wyatt in a Last Man Standing match. Daniel Bryan refused to give up the WWE World title, and Brie Bella quit the WWE. Bad News Barrett defeated Rob Van Dam to retain the Intercontinental Championship. Kofi Kingston and Bo Dallas ended in a no contest after Kane attacked Kofi Kingston. The Big Russian Rusev defeated Big E. Ryback and Curtis Axel defeated Cody Rhodes and Goldust. Sheamus defeated Cesaro to retain the United States Championship. And El Torito defeated Hornswoggle in a mask versus hair match. And now, Hornswoggle's bald. First off, I want to know, when did Hornswoggle join up with 3MB? So, just be anxious to see what happens. 323-642-1128. We got about 20 minutes left on the show today. Jump back over on Facebook, see if anybody's leaving any comments. And the answer is nope. Serena Williams crashes a wedding wearing a leopard swimsuit. All I can say is, it is summertime, so the bathing suits are coming out. I gotta say, all I can say is, all right. I also want to say hi to Levi Menus and the boys up there at FOD, Fight or Die Fight Team. Let's look up, run down the board, let you know who all's listening. Katina Kimberly, Eric Stevens, Carla Happ, Kimberly Folsifong, Janine Morrell, Brandon Michael, Tammy Moberly, Tanya Higginbotham, Armel Nunnally, Elizabeth Sequeiro, I forget how to pronounce her last name, Maddie Stewart, Gabriel Dart, Levi Manus, and Delinda Richardson. So there is your listeners for the day. It's a good day. Kind of relax. 323-642-1128. So who do you think is going to be the big team in the NFL this year? I've got a feeling you could be Kansas City again. This is their second year under Andy Reid. This is their second year with him. You saw how good they started off, but then they kind of faltered towards the end. So now it's kind of see, now that they've had that experience under the belt, they know what he expects, where do they go from here? Be interesting to see. I saw the funniest picture the other day. I saw two pictures the last couple of days. And one of them I'm kind of developing as my personal philosophy. The first one that I saw said, I don't get jealous when I see my ex-girlfriend out with somebody else because my parents taught me that I should give my toys that I'm through playing with to less fortunate. That was the first one. Then the second picture said, had a picture of the wolf. It says, go ahead and throw me to the wolves because I'll come back leading the pack. So I'm developing that one as my personal philosophy. So anyway, Monday Night Raw going to be on the air tonight. Arkansas got put out of the College Baseball World Series. They got put out by Virginia. They lost their second. Lost their second game, which was against Virginia. They beat Bucknell like 10-0. I forget who the other team was. But then they turn around and play Bucknell again Sunday night. Got beat. They needed to beat Virginia to advance on. If they had beat Virginia last night, they would have played again today. They didn't. Arkansas season's over. Now we just got this little lull between baseball and football. So anyway, baseball season's over. Now we're in the lull leading to football season. I want to give a big shout-out to Tony and Darlene, my folks down with Extreme Fighting, Inc. I think they're starting to get wound up for their next big event. Let's pop over there on that page, see what the look what they got coming up. Extreme Fighting, Inc. Found the page. Says here, June 7th. So that's this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check that one out. Brian Foster is going to be appearing on that card. Brian Foster, he's fought in the UFC. He's fought all around the world. He's going to be appearing on this show once again, Saturday, June 7th at the Fort Smith Convention Center. I may actually pop down there. I don't know. Just have to see what's going on this weekend. Phone lines are still open. Oh, we got a phone call coming in. Who we got calling in to the Greg Squirrel Show?
Clint Davis.
Clint Davis.
What's up, my brother?
Nothing, man. Hey, I heard you talking about XFI. I got to update you on the news.
Okay.
We have we postponed the June show for September.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not going to be running June 7th. We're going to be doing XFI 12 on September 6th.
September 6th, XFI.
Yeah.
So there you have it, straight from the horsey's mouth.
one of the few horses.
Brother, I love you, man, but you look a whole hell of a lot better since you shaved that Kimbo Slice beard off.
Yeah, I went this weekend and I disguised myself as a young boy.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, who is that cute little boy?
I figured I had to clean up a little bit, so I did.
Yeah, Catholic, what do they call them? Catholic pastors? What, Catholic priest? Catholic priest saw that picture of Clint Davis, and they all got happy there for a second.
You may have just run off your Catholic audience. You never know.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a long time since we got in trouble together. I know that.
We're going to burn in hell for that one.
Yeah, we're going there. Get the hand baskets ready. We're headed there in a heartbeat.
Meet you there about 11. That's what my dad used to always say. Me and my dad, we'd pull something, and he says, Greg, you know we'd go into the bad place, and we'd both look at our watches. See you there about 11. He says, yep.
Hey, I've got a sports show for
you. Uh-oh.
I got a little sports show. There's these two three guys. They're best friends growing all the way up, and one day, you know, they're about 90 years old. They're sitting in church one day, and they made this agreement that, you know, the first one that died would let them know if there was a baseball in heaven. And so the next week, one of them dies. And they're sitting at the funeral, sitting in church, and the two guys that are alive are still sitting there, and all of a sudden the guy that died pops up next to them. And he's like, all right, guys, got to tell you something. And they said, what? He said, There's good news and bad news. And he said, well, what's the good news? And he said, there's baseball in heaven. One guy said, what's the bad news? He looked at him and he said, you're pitching on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, rim shot.
Where's that rim shot? Well, you know my latest thing I'm doing.
You're going to Herbalife thing, right?
Well, I got that. No, you know what? When I go to funeral, you know, when you go to the weddings and the little old ladies, they pinch you on the cheek saying you're next.
Yeah.
Well, from now on, when I go to funerals, I'm finding the oldest person in the room. And I'm going up to them, pinching them on the cheek saying you're next.
You might have just ran off your elderly audience, too.
I'm running them all off today. How's the love life going? I've been hearing rumors that you kind of got a new little woman running around.
A new filly, yeah, man. This is she is wonderful, man. She treats me like a king, and I'll never deserve it in my life. But man, I think this is the one I've been making all the mistakes just to get to. You know, I mean, a lot of people think the grass is greener on the other side, but it's not immediately. You know, you got to walk a few miles through the pasture to hit the green grass, and that's, I think I've finally found it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to give you my dating advice. You know, me and my little woman broke up.
Yeah.
And in the process,
yeah.
And the reason I'm going to start dating homeless kids is because I've discovered you can drop them off anywhere.
Man, you can. Yeah, you can. You can definitely drop them off. Did you hear about the lady in Tulsa? They got stabbed twice and they drove her to Quick Trip instead of the hospital?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm like, really?
That's crazy. You know, Channel 8 up there in Tulsa, I've really been hitting them hard on Facebook. They've been coming out with some stupid news. Like, some guy, like, moved away, went to Vegas, and somebody reported him missing, which he wasn't missing.
Yeah.
He just left. He didn't want to be there anymore. And then somebody found him in Vegas because he got in an accident, was at the hospital. I'm like, how is this news? Like, why is this headline news right now? The guy, just leave the dude alone.
Yeah. Well, here's one. I was just looking. You know, I'm always cruising Yahoo and picking up news stories. You've heard the saga with Casey Kasem.
Yes.
You know how apparently his wife is off her rocker.
Yeah, she's a little different. She wants that Kasem fortune when he dies.
Yeah. Well, apparently. There was a news report today, and I'm not sure when the story happened. I'm going to click on the little button here. It doesn't say, but Casey Kasem hospitalized after wife's bizarre hamburger throwing incident. So I'm pulling up the story. We're going to delve into this. Apparently, let's see here. Casey Kasem has been taken by ambulance to a hospital in Washington State following an incident between his wife, who just looks like a gold digger, and his daughter.
Wow. Yeah, they went on Mad Hunt to find him and everything.
Yeah. Kasem's wife, Jean, threw a pound of hamburger meat at Carrie Kasem, Casey Kasem's daughter from his first marriage. Carrie Kasem arrived with an ambulance at the home where her father was staying on Sunday, but paramedics were not allowed inside. After the authorities were called and arrived at the house, Jean Kasem threw meat at Casey Kasem's daughter. So, first off, she don't look 59.
Yeah.
I mean, his wife, he's 82. She's 59, but this lady has flipped her lid.
It sounds like the ex-wives I've got on my resume.
Yeah. At least, is she still slashing your truck tires?
Yeah, it just happened a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact. The back of my truck, I'm driving it right now, and the back of my truck is full of tires that have been slashed.
Hey, she needs to leave Big Red alone.
It's big sexy. But, yeah, hell, I agree. There's just something about, I'll tell people this, there's just something about packing up and leaving a woman, and there may or may not have been another woman involved at the time, but there's just something about packing up and leaving a woman that they just don't get over that stuff.
Clint, hold on a minute. I think we got a guest joining us. We got 5 minutes left on the show. Who is this?
Well, who do you think it is?
Ooh, that's the sexiest voice I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you want her, you need her, you got to have some of her Granny Hulkster in the house.
Woo-hoo! Well, hello. I'm sorry I didn't realize your show started at 3:30 today.
Well, yeah.
Or I would have been on a lot sooner.
I was out. Yeah, I am looking at another business venture. And I was out looking at locations, and I glanced down at my clock, and it says, 5 minutes till 3. I'm like, oh, crap. I can't make it. So we're running 30 minutes behind today.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll just have to call in again later in the week or something, you know, when I have more time.
Yeah, we'll be on Wednesday at a regular time, so we'll be
good.
Well,
you know,
are you Clint Davis?
Well, I was going to say, I'm about to capitalize on something there. Squirrel, speaking of dating advice, you know what I tell the ladies? Better late than pregnant.
Yeah, really. Better late.
Oh,
wow.
Goodness, you are a mess.
The ladies. I remember the hand basket. Hey, speaking of business venture, Granny Hulkster and I have been in cahoots with each other today. about a little XFI business, and I can't really reveal what all six to go down, but you might be seeing Granny Hollister at some XFI events coming up.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, I'm going to spring for the tickets, and depending on how well this goes, I might even spring for the gas money.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Can't beat that with a stick.
I mean,
Greg, David told me that I could, one time when we were dating, you know, I used to get donations from different businesses and stuff, and I help with the program ad book for the Springdale Moose Lodge, you know, and stuff, and I've been doing that for about 5 years, and going and talking to businesses about putting ads in our ad book, you know, for our conventions that we have in Hot Springs twice a year. And he told me when we were dating, he said, you know, he says, I think you could sell a pair of shoestrings to a person with slip-on shoes.
Granny Hollister, you could sell ice water to an Eskimo.
Hey, catch a popsicle to a lady in white gloves.
Yeah. But Clint, I was halfway kind of expecting to see you in Muskogee Friday night.
You know what? If I hadn't have been knee deep in, if I hadn't have been spending time with my girlfriend, I probably would have been there.
You know, Tribal MMA, it's a MMA promotion out of Oklahoma City, had a big event and a martial arts expo, and got to meet one of Machado brothers.
Nice.
I mean, it was a fun time. Some good fights, and sounds like I'm going to be working for them again in the future. Also talked to some boys with a couple of other Oklahoma MMA promotions, probably going to be getting hooked up with them. So things are actually kind of looking good right now.
Boom. Can't ask for more than that. That sounds like a good deal to me.
All right. Well, hey, guys, we got less than a minute. Matter of fact, we are dropping under the final minute mark. Right now, the little voice in my ear said 60 seconds. Clint's heard that voice before.
Too many times. And, hey, before I jump off here and head on to the house and pull in the driveway, I want both of you guys to know I love you to death, and anytime y'all need anything, just give me a phone call.
Well, hey, Clint, awesome. You know, the phone lines are open. Anytime you want to call in, you know, we miss having you around. And Granny Hulkster, we'll have Wrestling Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So we are going to bug on out of town. Everybody be safe, be real, don't go to prison. And we will see you guys Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Gene Simmons, play that wonderful bean footage.